Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is December 2nd, 1954, and the title is Gunman Outside. It's better than being inside. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Gunman Outside. Of all the desperados in the old Southwest, Big Jake Picano was one of the worst. For not only was Picano ruthless and brutal, he was always thinking in terms of his own protection. And so it was that in the mountains and valleys of the region of Angels, the name of Big Jake Picano became a household word of terror. As our story opens, Sheriff Ed Thomas is sitting in the jail office in the town of Blue Rock. Although the early afternoon is not too hot, the sweat stands out on the sheriff's face as he drums on the desk with his fingers.
Blast it all, where's that deputy of mine?
Dad?
Oh, yes, Deborah?
Please don't do anything foolish.
What do you mean?
Oh, I know as well as you do that Jake Picano and his gang are over in that cafe.
So?
Don't go over there all by yourself. Get out a posse and surround the cafe.
I don't reckon I'll do that, Debbie, just for two or three of those coyotes. The deputy and I can handle them. If the deputy ever gets here.
But he won't. He's scared to death of Picano. He just won't get your message to come here. Oh, I know you sent for the deputy. I met the messenger you sent on the way and he told me.
Then I'll go over to the cafe by myself.
Dad, you're not a gunman. You're just a storekeeper in this town who happened to be elected sheriff because nobody else would take the job. Now, please.
A man's got a certain amount of pride, daughter, even if he is just a storekeeper.
But, Dad, you...
I'll be back here in 10 minutes. With Picano.
Hey, what's the matter in here? Jake Picano likes music with his poker. You, piano player, come on, give us some music.
What a shot at his feet, Jake. That'll make him play.
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea, Willie Bell. Yeah. Watch him jump for that piano stool.
Hey, easy, Jake.
Whose deal is it?
Yeah, it's mine. Yeah. You got an outside gunman standing watch, Willie?
Sure, Jake. Sox Allen's over behind the livery stable woodpile across the street. He sees everybody that comes in and out of this cafe. And Joe Baller is standing watch out back.
Good. That's why I've stayed out of jails, Willie. Because I keep outside gunmen on the watch.
That's smart, Jake.
Oh, I reckon I got my share of brains.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah?
It's the sheriff.
Yeah, I see him. You, piano player, come on, keep going.
Oh, that's enough. Get up out of that chair, Picano. You're coming with me.
Well, what for, Sheriff?
For murdering and robbing Mike Macy, the rancher, yesterday.
Why, you got the wrong man, Sheriff. Yeah. But, I'll go with you. Me, I'm a law-abiding citizen. Say, you boys all better come along.
You walk ahead of me.
Sure, sure. Anything to oblige you, Sheriff, sure. All right, Sox! Well, what do you know? Somebody sure plugged the sheriff. Come on, boys, let's get out of here.
go after those killers myself. Let go of me. I'll show you, cowards. Just as soon as I get my father's guns, I'm going after Jake Pocano.
We almost to the town of Blue Rock, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
We come after the bandido Pocano, no?
If Sheriff Thomas wants our help, amigo.
See?
After hearing all the stories about how Pocano was robbing and murdering in this part of the country, I decided we would offer our help.
Pancho thinks Sheriff Thomas wants Cisco's help.
And yours too, Pancho.
Mine too, see? Pancho that can hit nothing with a gun. Pancho that can fight good with a fist. But when Pancho gets a bullwhip...
then look out.
Hey, look out. What's the old cactus, Cisco?
Bueno, chico, bueno. You cut the top right off that cactus.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho like the bullwhip. But Cisco...
Si?
You know this Jake Pocano?
No, I don't think so, Pancho.
No?
I understand he's a bandido who came out here from the east when things got too hot for him there.
You ever see him?
Yeah, as far as I know, I have not.
Oh, riders come, Cisco.
Oh, see, oh, they have a
hole. Oh, look, oh, look, oh.
They will pass us on that other trail.
Oh, the hombres look tough, Cisco.
Yeah, they do, amigo. Especially the big hombre in the lead.
Uh-huh.
But for all we know, they may be a bunch of cowhands.
Cowhands.
Let us keep riding to town. Mm-hmm. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, go, go. Keep riding to the town.
Just in case that might have been Big Jake Pocano, Pancho. Let us ride over to that other trail and look at the tracks.
Yes, Cisco.
This way, Diablo. Come on.
Yes, way, Diablo. Come on, come on.
Oh, Diablo, who?
Oh, loco, who? Now slow down, loco. Oh,
those tracks are plain enough for anyone to follow.
Yes, Cisco, the best tracker in the whole Southwest.
Gracias, amigo, but... Well, another rider comes this way.
Oh, the senorita, Cisco.
Si, so it is. Are wearing guns. Pacho, that is Senorita Thomas.
The daughter of the sheriff.
Get out of my way.
Un momento, senorita, if you please.
Oh, oh, Cisco. Oh, oh, boy. I didn't recognize you first.
What is the matter, senorita?
The Pocano gang. They just killed my father.
Poor senorita. Not cry.
Pancho, stop that sniveling.
Pancho, that can help it, Cisco. When Pancho sees a senorita cry, Pancho feels sorry. Pancho feels sorry.
Get to, I say.
I gotta cry.
Very sorry to hear that sad news, senorita. Are you riding for help?
No, I'm riding after that gang. I'll get Jake Pocano for this if it's the last thing I do.
You have courage, senorita, but anger has overcome your wisdom.
He's not gonna get away with that.
What does this Jake Pocano look like?
Well, he's a big man, Cisco. Bigger than you are. He's got a red scar on his right cheek. He had on a black shirt and a gray hat and a redneck.
Then he was the one who just passed.
Pancho, I think that might be Pocano.
Senorita, you go back to town.
No, I won't. I'm going to get that murder.
I said go back to town. Do you understand, senorita?
Yes, Cisco.
If your father has a deputy, get him out with a posse. Meanwhile, Pancho and I will pick up the trail at this point and follow Pocano. Up there, come on.
Go, Lobo. Follow Pocano. Go now. Go, go.
Joe, you stand watch up here on the bluff. I'll send somebody up to relieve you in a couple hours.
All right, Jake.
I can't tell, you know. Maybe they'll get up a posse back in town and come after me out here.
I don't think so, Jake. You got them plumb buffaloed.
Well, it don't pay to take chances. That's why a lot of the other hombres are in jail and I ain't. They take chances and I don't. All right, come on, let's get down the valley.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey. Come on,
yeah. Well, maybe you're smart at that, Jake. See them two hombres we passed about a mile out of town?
The two sitting their horses and watching us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them, Willie. What about them?
Well, I ain't sure, but one of them looked like the Cisco Kid.
And who might the Cisco Kid be?
He's more dangerous than any sheriff in the whole Southwest. He's always on the side of the law.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
You will if you're out of this part of the country long enough. I've seen him in action a couple of times, and I want to tell you, Jake, he's just pure lightning with a gun. With his fist, too.
Well, I ain't worrying about any Cisco Kid.
You better if he gets on your trail.
Was that him or wasn't it?
I don't know. It wasn't close enough for me to be sure. Looked like the big stallion he rides, though. Looked like his gear.
Well, if he rides over into this valley, he'll find out Jake Picano's a better man than he is. Well, there's the camp. Woo, woo. Oh,
hold on. Oh. Yeah.
Ah. Hey, Sox, you take care of the horses. The rest of us will pick up that poker game where we left off. How about it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, then. Come on, let's go.
The trail's steep here going up to the bluff, Cisco.
Oh, they have a hole.
Oh, look. Why we stop, Cisco? Bandido's tracks still plain, no?
Si, Pancho. The tracks are still plain. That is one thing that bothers me.
Why it bothers you, Cisco?
Because from what I have heard of this Picano Bandido, he is smart, Cisco. I know of at least two cases when he covered his tracks so he could not be followed.
He not covered the tracks this time.
That is just the point, Pancho. Today, his men killed Sheriff Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He must know he will be followed.
He must know.
Therefore, he must have someone stationed on the bluff above, watching the backtrack.
Pancho thinks Cisco's smarter than this Picano Bandido.
It's just a matter of reason, Cisco.
Thanks.
This is the first high ground we have come to.
Mm-hmm.
Here is another trail that probably goes around this bluff and into the valley beyond. Let us take that trail. Up, Diablo, come
on. Oh, no, follow Cisco. Cisco think the deputy sheriff get out of the party, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
If the deputy is the same one the sheriff had when we were last in the town of Blue Rock, he might not. The
deputy scared, no?
I would not say that about him, Cisco. I do not like to say that about anyone. Let us say instead that he puts a very high value upon his own life.
See, si, he's scared.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt, Pancho, and say he will get out the party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trail makes up on this side of the bluff. Oh, there. Oh.
Oh, look. So what we do now, Cisco?
We will walk to the top, Pancho.
Pancho walk, but Pancho not like to walk. Pancho do heavy on the feet.
It cannot be more than a few yards to the top. Come on.
Bandido's down in the valley, Cisco?
I cannot say as yet. The stronghold may be in this valley or it may not. Well, here we are. Now we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are several adobe huts down there, Pancho, and a corral.
Those are the same horses as those hombres ride, Cisco.
All right, amigo. They are. And these must be their stronghold. This path goes down through the brush. We can follow it and be concealed from view.
Look some more.
You sure your guns are in working order, Pancho?
Pancho not good with the guns, Cisco.
I understand, but a gun carries more authority than a bullwhip, Cisco.
Pancho, look to the gun. We walk right into the adobe hut.
That is about the only thing we can do, Pancho. Wait a minute, wait. See, they are in the biggest of the huts. Follow me, Pancho. Draw your guns, Pancho. Come on.
Cisco, hombre start to come out of the door.
What's the same?
Ah, wait, Cisco. One punch, hombre go down.
Never mind him, Pancho.
Hey, what's going on out there? Take a look, please.
There we are, all of you. Get your hands up. Pancho, stand over against the wall.
See, over against the wall.
Well, what's this?
It's a Cisco kid, Jake.
You, Picano. Unbuckle your gun belt. Let it drop to the floor.
The Cisco kid, eh?
Do as I say, over here at once.
Sure. Anything you say, Cisco.
Now, you, unbuckle your belt.
I don't expect to get away with this, do you, Cisco?
I said unbuckle your belt.
Do not do as Cisco say. You get trouble, hombre.
Easy now, Willie, easy. Of course we'll do as Cisco says.
Now, the rest of you, one at a time.
What are you going to do with this, Cisco?
I'm taking you back to Blue Rock to answer a charge of murder.
Sure, we'll go with you. Sure thing.
I warn you, do not make one wrong move. Now, stand up, all of you. Tie these bandidos, Pancho. We'll get started back.
Cisco doesn't know it, but Big Jake Picano is relying upon his outside gunmen to stop the procession with bullets. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Gunman Outside. Big Jake Picano's method of escaping from the law is to pretend to submit to arrest, then to have his outside gunman shoot down the arresting officer. But now the desperado is up against the Cisco Kid, who is holding Big Jake at gunpoint in the outlaw's stronghold. And Cisco is always thinking well ahead of his opponent. as we return to our story.
Tie these banditos up, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, bring the rope.
Make no trouble, you hombres.
Of course we won't, Cisco. Come on, line up, boys, so we can tie us easy.
Pancho never see banditos like these, Cisco.
Neither have I. Keep them covered with your guns, Pancho. I'm going to have a look outside.
Cisco, at the window, look out!
Let him have it, Joe!
Bother me, I might have known it.
Have your gun, those boys, now out the other window. Come on! Take it busy, Joe!
Hey, banditos, get away, Cisco!
Do not go out that door, Pancho. There may be several banditos watching us.
They're on the house, boys! Now open up!
Now we're in the pickle, Cisco!
Hey, Pocano had someone on watch outside. Now sound the door, Pancho. Looks as if our only chance is to stay in this adobe hut until dark. Then try to make a break.
Deputy, aren't you almost ready to start?
Well, I just want to make sure we got plenty of ammunition with us, Miss Deborah.
Plenty of ammunition? Why, good heavens, man, you've got enough to hold off an army. I don't think you want to go after Pocano.
Now, Miss Deborah.
Well, I don't think you do. You're afraid of him, Deputy.
Well, a man's got to use common sense.
Oh, if you wait much longer, it'll be dark, and then you can put it off until tomorrow. All right, you stay home, Deputy, and I'll go.
Now, you ain't got to worry, Miss Deborah. We'll bring in Pocano, if we find him. Get up, boy.
Hey, bullets crumble the old adobe, Cisco.
Hey, Pocano is making his banditos fire at one spot until it does crumble. Just so the bullets can come through. Let us give them a shot or two, Pancho.
And very soon, one of the bullets hit us, Cisco.
We are not going to wait until dark, Cisco. We will have to make the break now.
But the banditos got the hood surrounded.
We will have to take a chance. We'll go out the door, Pancho.
Out the door.
Circle the house.
Circle the house.
And run for that path that goes up through the brush.
They whistle for the horses, Cisco.
Hey, get ready, Pancho.
Pancho ready.
All right, come on. Fire at them, Pancho, to spoil their aim.
Here, Cisco.
There they go, boys. There they go. Got them down.
Bullets all around Pancho like these.
Never mind, Pancho, as long as they do not hit you.
We almost rushed, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho, keep running as fast as you can.
Pancho, running faster as fast as you can.
Now we're in the path, amigo.
They not see us now. They don't after us, Cisco.
I do not think they will, Pancho. It's not Pocano's way, it seems, to take a chance. Yabo!
Bravo!
We were lucky to get out of that alive, Chico.
Pancho, no, Cisco.
Go, now that we have learned Pocano's method, you will not be fooled a second time, Pancho.
We'll go after Pocano some more, no?
Of course.
Pancho would know she's gonna never give up.
He killed our friend, Sheriff Thomas, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
We must bring that bandito to justice. Wait, hold over.
Hold over. What?
Riders above us on the bluff.
Wait.
Huh? The deputy in the posse. Come on, up there,
Hold over, come on.
With this force of men, we can surround those banditos with ease.
Yeah. Pancho, Dio, Cisco.
Do not fire, senores. We are not Pocano's men. Hold over. We are glad to see you, Senor Deputy.
I sure am glad to see you too, hombres.
Get your hands up. Cisco, not a bandito, Deputy. Cisco, is Cisco.
Yes, I know Jake Pocano when I see him. You two will go back with us. Put the handcuffs on him.
A momento, Deputy. Your memory failed you. I am the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero Pancho. We met and talked with you on our last visit to Sheriff Thomas some months ago.
Don't remember a thing about it. Grab him, boys.
Perhaps, Deputy, you are arresting us as a convenient excuse not to go after Pocano. If so, your scheme will fail. Right with them, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Help you, help
you. Hold it, hold it, go! One narrow escape after another, escape, Cisco.
That coyote, my deputy. He knew very well we have no connection with Big Jake Pocano. I will settle with that hombre later.
What we do now, Cisco?
Ride to the north, Pancho. From the hills, we will watch what goes on in the valley. The first chance we get, we will go after those banditos again. Diablo, help you.
Go, after the banditos again. Go.
Willie.
There's a big posse up on the bluff. I was just up there. Do we fight them, Jake?
No. Kill a few of that posse, and we'll have the whole blasted countryside after us. We'll ride to the north, Willie.
I'd sure like to get a crack at that deputy.
I said we'll ride to the north. Get the boys to saddle up quick. We can go back here tonight after the posse's gone. Now get going, Willie. Come on.
Now, we will see what is is going on down in the valley.
Pancho see right as Cisco. They're right this way, no?
See, so they do.
Cisco think that the posse?
No, there are not enough of them to be the posse. In another moment or two, they will be in there enough to tell for sure. Pancho,
eh?
Those are the bandidos.
Is Jake Picano?
See, that is just who it is. Ooh. With several of his bandidos.
Ah.
Pancho, this is the chance we've been waiting for.
How, Cisco? How?
Because they are riding up the trail that passes this point here, Chico.
Uh-huh. Get down off your horse. Get down off the horse.
Now, get our horses out of sight among those trees.
Yes, Cisco. Come, local. Come, Diablo. Come with Pancho. Come back. Ooh. We drive gulch the bandidos, Cisco?
You could call it that, amigo. Except that we are not going to kill anyone.
Not never kill nobody, Cisco.
Now, you climb up on that big boulder, Pancho.
What you do?
I will climb up on this one. The trail goes right between them.
Uh-huh.
When the bandidos ride through, I will drop down upon Pecano. You take the one called Willie.
This is good. But Pancho, heavy. Poor Willie.
Waste no sympathy on him, amigo. Now, climb to the top of that boulder.
Bandidos ride past, Cisco. Just get up here in time.
Shh, Quito, Pancho. Now, remember, do as I told you.
Yes, Cisco. Drop down on poor Willie.
See, now say no more.
No more.
Yeah, we sure giving that posse the slip, boys. And as for that Cisco kid, from now on he'll stay away from Big Jake Picano.
What's wrong, Picano? Cisco kid is going to stay close to you for some hours to cover it by thunder.
Oh, God, Willie!
Cut down off that horse, Picano. Now we will see.
More of it, come back, Cisco. Pancho, give them their full whip. Not you.
How do you like this, Picano?
Here we go.
And this, and finally this. Oh! All right, the rest of you banditos, get down off those horses, quickly. These guns of mine will speak. This time, Picano has no outside gunman. Tie these banditos up, Pancho. We are going to need all of them to convince that deputy that you and I are not banditos ourselves.
Well, Cisco, you did it. You got that killer Pocano.
Pancho and I were lucky, senorita.
Lucky? Seems to me you're always lucky whenever you start out after bandits. So there must be more to it than just luck. But tell me, have you talked with the deputy?
Si, senorita. We met him on the trail as we were bringing the bandidos in.
Oh, and what did he say?
Well, he was a little bit sheepish. I had a talk with him, and he told me very frankly that he was afraid of Pocano. At least, I will give him credit for admitting it.
Yes, Dad was afraid, too, but that didn't stop him from going after Pocano all alone.
No man goes after a bandido gang like that without being afraid, senorita.
You weren't afraid, Cisco?
Well, I was very close to being afraid. You know, fear of a sort is almost always with everyone, senorita.
Mm-hmm.
But let us talk no more about that. Are you going to stay here in Blue Rock?
Yes, my home is here, Cisco. There's plenty for me to do, and I have lots of friends here.
Will you number Pancho and me among your friends?
Well, you just bet I will. And to prove it, Cisco.
See? To prove it, senorita.
Well, all right, I will prove it. Right now. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Good people in the town of Blue Rock.
Very fine people, amigo. And I believe that now the deputy's ashamed of himself. He will make them a good sheriff.
Cisco have a good talk with the deputy.
Well, sometimes a little talk does help, Pancho.
Best peoples in the town of Blue Rock.
Just what is behind that remark, Chico?
Big Maria in Blue Rock now.
Big Maria is in Blue Rock?
It is.
Well, I did not know that.
Oh, it is, Cisco. Big Maria work in the post office now.
Is that so, Pancho?
But Pancho not know how long she worked there.
Does she not like the job?
Oh, see, Big Maria like the job.
Well, then.
But the job might not like Big Maria.
What do you mean by that, Pancho?
One day a big senor come to the window to buy a stamp.
An important senor?
Oh, big important senor, Cisco. He not smile. He frown. He take the stamp from Big Maria.
What? Then what did he do, Pancho?
He look at Big Maria, he say, I not used to put stamp on myself.
Said he was not used to putting stamps on himself?
Yes.
Well, what did Big Maria say to that, Chico?
Big Maria say, oh, you not put the stamp on yourself, senor. You put the stamp on the letter.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
Happy Papa.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.